This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hospital with Lewis. Lewis,
comma Joe.
Lewis, Joe, and we are
helping kids. Making kids laugh.
Mm-hmm. Joe punching himself in the face.
Of course. Hilarious.
The opposite of what you're supposed to do. I am doing classic Bill Hicks routines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, the Beatles were so high, they even let Ringo sing a couple.
Which the kids don't know. I mean, the kids are like, they just assume it's my shit.
Right. No, they have that's what's no so nice. Idea. They're going, like, whoa, holy shit. Hayes has some fucking awesome Ringo
These
material.
Are kids, and they've been in the hospital like for a lot of this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do like, I was at the Waffle House, and the waitress, I'm reading a book, and the waitress is like, hey, what you reading for? And I said, I don't know, maybe so I don't become a fucking waffle waitress.
Oh, shit. And you're laying that on
The kids
her.
Are like, that is inappropriate,
right? Like, the language wise and the content of it,
they
overall.
Didn't care about the language.
Oh,
they were like, it's the definition of punching down,
mm-hmm. Right?
And what Joe is punching did sideways you, and backwards.
Did you do your thing about being pissed off that Leno made a Doritos commercial?
I do that one, I do the.
How about break California off into the ocean?
I did the Yul Brynner one.
Arizona Bay.
They're like, who is that? Who are any of these people?
The references weren't landing as much.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways. This is what we call showbiz. What up, what up? We have a very dangerous guest today who is on the lam. Do you want to talk about your crimes?
Matt Besser, you are here to do
That's
the
a weird
show.
Way to start off.
Speak on your crimes, Matt Besser.
Before you even say my name, do you want to speak on your crimes?
You're
not a criminal until
crimes.
Proven guilty. You're talking about federally illegal marijuana, but we're in California. Speaking of breaking off into the ocean.
So. Let's break Arizona
a couple
Bay.
Of nugs.
Yeah.
You?
I'm feeling like an ambush kind of vibe.
Oh,
you didn't
want to
talk about this?
How it's federally illegal? Like, they don't even know that I have a special yet, and you're already saying...
Since the trailer dropped, the feds, the fuzz, the big bad FBI, has been trying to track your location.
Talk about the special, if you dare.
I have a special called Pot Humor.
And it's weed as well.
Well, it's interesting you say that because people that say weed kind of by saying it, it's not a weed, it's a flower. We prefer.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And a weed is something you want to pick and get rid of. So you can always tell where someone's coming at on marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the word they use.
Yeah. Pot is something you poop into, of course.
Yeah, or make a beautiful stew.
Mm-hmm. A poop.
Excuse me?
Make a beautiful poop stew.
A poop stew? All right.
I say dro. What do you say?
Well, I mean, I say a few things. Normally I'm blowing cheebs. I am chiefing kind buds. What else do I like to do? I like to ski the White Widow.
Well, you're like a thousand monkeys on a typewriter, but White Widow is a strain.
Yeah.
You stumbled upon
no
something
kidding.
There. Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah, and stumbled my way
keef
in.
Keef is something. You're using the right words, but you're using nouns as verbs.
I did not say keef. I said chief, the kind buds. Now, if I want to sprinkle a little keef on top.
Oh, there you go. You know more than you're letting on.
Some of them sticky, icky crystals. What is it about the crystals? Ugh, I like it when my buds look like a big-ass fucking golf ball. Just white crystals all around the edge. And I take a milky tube down to the dome.
We should get ahead of this because we are not allowed to talk about any of this stuff on an Earwolf.
I was with you on the milky part.
You don't want you don't want your tube rip to be milky? Okay.
He just wants it to be watery.
Yeah. Dude, if you can see your hand inside your bong tube, # you're doing it wrong.
And you got a small hand.
You put your hand inside the thing?
I put it in. I put it deep inside there. And then it's invisible to me.
I've never stuck my hand into it. I don't think I can.
Oh, yeah. You may not have a friggin' big-ass tube like mine. Mine goes all the way up the stairs. You have a
really big mouth to operate it.
I do, yeah. Do you watch Big Mouth? Nick Kroll? Puberty Humor?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that inspired me to actually enlarge my mouth. You know, people talk down on the cosmetic surgeries that take place in Los Angeles, the Botox, getting a little pinch here, a tuck there. I say it's like an accessory. It's like having a nice purse or something. It's like if I want to change my appearance and actually, do something that makes me feel good and get my mouth biggened.
It's like, oh, well, you're wearing clothes, the person who's saying that. Oh, you obviously care about your appearance. You're wearing these clothes.
Uh-huh.
You say biggened? You can get it biggened?
I've biggened my mouth.
Not widened?
No, that was too expensive. Well, basically, also, that's a Joker process. I mean, they put two razor blades in the corners of your mouth, and then they tickle you until you laugh.
So a biggin is more of a horizontal than
it's
vertical?
It's up down, yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Oh, now I'm noticing you have gotten it biggened.
Like a nutcracker.
It looks very natural.
Thank you.
Like, I didn't even... I guess it works with the beard and the mustache kind of hides the oddness of it.
Yeah. Well, because there's no lips anymore, so.
Oh, that's the trick.
That's how the mouth gets bigger is the lips are just removed. So there's more mouth.
Which, by the way, we don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they actually doing? Getting chapped?
After you've been married for a couple years.
Mm-hmm. Not
needing those lips anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen, brother.
So drying sick up. Of kissing.
I didn't see the new Joker. What's the origin story of his mouth in this one? Does he slash it open?
It is, I think, normal in this one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not oddly wide.
No. It's all crayons and stuff. Just different. Just painting the head.
Mm-hmm. I hear he does stand up, though, so I'm definitely going to see it.
Yeah, that's a little like you, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a nice transition. Yeah, I'm a supervillain who does stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a villain if you consider weed a crime, I guess I am a villain.
Sort of a pieced off clown. A clown who's so pieced. All you wanted to do was make people laugh and what do you like to say? Smoke pot?
Yeah, I say
that. I want you to be comfortable. So all you want to do is smoke pot and make people laugh, and then whatever, you got kicked off the bus or whatever happened, and now you're pieced.
Pieced. I don't use that, but okay, yeah, sure.
Where was the special filmed?
Portland, Oregon. It's another state is legal like ourselves, even more so.
Mm. It's more legal.
Yeah.
The evergreen state. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll say.
What do you mean by
green
that?
Green as ever.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I feel like you guys are trying to fit in with it, with pushing the lingo. When I hear like too much lingo.
Are you saying that we're like narcs or something?
Yeah.
That we'll call the police?
Are you saying I would activate a transponder under the table and send our location to the police? Let them know where fugitive Matt Besser is peddling his pot comedy wares?
How do you activate a transponder?
It's a switch. There are button ones too, but I don't trust them.
What's the difference between a switch and a button?
Oh, please. Is this a real question?
Well, I understand it, but it's you keep looking under the table. So I'm imagining you're going to feel around for it.
Yeah. And it's when you push a button, sometimes you go, did that push?
And also, in this case, you'd be pushing the table up and it would affect the recording.
Oh, yeah. Which is our primary concern.
Secondary, a switch is like a nose kind of shape where, like, if you when you toggle it, it ends up in a different position than when you first touched it.
Sure.
A button is going right back to the position that it was in before. So I agree with Sean. It's harder to know for sure whether or not it, like, got the job done. With the switch,
unless the
you
light
know.
Goes off, but it's under the table, so how are you going to tell?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You smoke Bama?
It's Bama?
Yeah. You blow dank.
See, I don't like this. I don't like this. Whatever this is.
Look, Matt.
I feel like I'm being put
into a corner. Look.
Because I don't know what Bama is. It might be crack or something. And I'm on record here. I don't like this. And I don't like Alabama either.
So.
Oh. This guy, the feds are not going to like that.
Your
That's
humor,
one of their states.
Your pot humor,
yes,
is sufficiently accessible that it is technically you doing those jokes is technically crossing state lines with your comedy, with your pot comedy.
I'm thinking about this.
You are trafficking pot humor into middle America.
I'm thinking about this state line thing. So like when Lenny Bruce, when he got busted in San Francisco or New
York. Let me stop you.
Go ahead.
Who?
Lenny Bruce, he was so he hit Hollywood Squares. Like,
yes, right, yes, get Bill Bruce.
Hicks. Yes.
The t-shirts. Go on.
Are you saying a podcast cross the state line? Is that what you're
saying? No, I'm
saying
your specific strain
of humor. Too accessible.
Is, yes.
And
Lenny Bruce didn't have that problem. That was a municipal city crime. Uh-huh. But nobody in the flyovers is like
Lenny Bruce
getting access to that.
Unintelligible. Literally could not understand what he was saying. And so it was not a crime outside of the people in the very room who were just like,
who could also understand that dialect.
Yes.
So it has become a federal issue because it's spreading all across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You
say spreading like it's a disease. It's becoming legal all across the United States? Yeah.
No, I'm saying your...
My humor?
Your
spreading?
Brand. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well...
It's infected my dog.
If I may, I only asked for one thing, which was... A brief intro, and I'm never one of those guys that says...
We will get to that.
That is coming, Matt.
I can't have an intro in the middle of the show.
We may
it doesn't
have
make
to do
sense.
It. We may have to do it in the next episode, because we may not have time, because we're obviously dealing with
But that's why I go on these radio tours, is to brand myself. That's why I'm here.
Mm.
And it's not like I gave you a lot of credits or, you know, what have you. I just wanted...
You're not giving us any credit at all.
Oh, boy.
Really, we're doing you a favor.
Stop that.
This all falls on us. It's our freaking logo on the show talking about this shit. Mm-hmm. We're happy to promote it. But Earwolf already, they won't do ads for weed stuff.
They have snapped down on that.
You said before the thing.
The mighty jaws of the Earwolf have clamped down on weed advertisements.
Believe me, I know.
The one thing
that could be my bread and butter, but they won't give it to me on Improper Humans.
Have you thought about pivoting to this, actually? What they tried to have us do a few years ago is advertise General Snooze. Dip.
I don't know what that is.
It's dip.
It's
chaw.
Dip, baby.
Tobacco dip?
It is Swedish dip.
It's called General Snooze.
Snooze is the product, which is like a kind of dip, and General is the brand.
And the mascot as well.
And you pack it.
Yeah.
In your mouth?
Yes, and it kind of gradually sinks into your lip.
Basically,
through the soft tissue.
You salute General Snooze by getting a hard nicotine buzz.
So did you guys do that one?
Yeah, we did a...
We didn't do a good enough job.
Yeah, they took it away.
We threw up.
We threw up as hell.
We tried to do it during the ad and we threw up.
Yeah.
I used to chew tobacco.
Buddy.
Before I smoked pot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever just taken a nug and just packed it?
Yeah, you ever packed a fatty nug in your lip?
Oh, I should try that.
If you take a heady nug.
It would work. It would work, I think.
If you pack a heady nug deep into the bottom of your lip, I don't have a lip, obviously, so it would just shoot out, but.
Just kind of falls.
If you do, yeah, I could maybe get it in the back of my cheek. And all the little Keefe crystals and all those little red hairs.
You know, I really like everything you're talking about, but the way you're talking about it makes me feel like I'm on a sex phone, like a fucking sex line.
Yeah, you would know.
You've said many times that you don't care about going to jail and you want to go. And actually, society's jail. And so you're already in jail. You don't care.
Mm-hmm. And that inside jail is freedom.
I don't want you to have to face that decision. But of course, we have a lot of friends who are in the FBI. Of course, they listen to the show.
There's nothing we can do.
They started as fans and they've become friends. And we speak to them and they say, hey, Matt's obviously going around like promoting the show. When he's on yours, you take this transponder, you flip the switch when he's in here. We got the battering ram. You act scared. You mm-hmm. act like you didn't know.
They want us to, sort of be like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile. Yeah,
they want us to,
if you're in on it, why would you even allow them to have a battering ram?
Because that's how we have plausible
denial.
Yeah, that sells it.
This is our studio that took forever to open. If they're going to use a battering ram, it's going to take another 6 months to get back in here.
Earwolf's in on it, too. The whole thing's an insurance claim.
Colin would love to just wipe his hands of this studio and walk away.
Ryan.
Really? It took so long to get in here.
Oh,
all these new tables.
Hey, you throw gas on the fire, man.
And
the
plan is for Ryan to catch a stray.
What?
Ryan
is supposed to catch a stray.
Catch a stray bullet.
Ryan is supposed to get a bullet.
Why does Colin want to get rid of Ryan?
Again, he just said that it sells it. He said it's justifiable loss. Like, it's just like, I guess Brian gets paid a lot of money.
This whole thing's just like an insurance dump.
Yeah. I guess Ryan also has pretty significant harassment claim against Colin that is picking up a lot of steam in the courts. He's got recordings and stuff, and so it's just easier for everybody.
That's why I never fuck with the sound engineers because they always mm-hmm. have recordings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is what Colin failed to realize.
Yeah. If you're going to fuck with an employee, fuck with someone at a desk out there, not mm-hmm. one of the sound engineers.
Away from the mics, yeah.
Yeah, one of those mid-roll fucks.
So let's work something out. I don't want to flip the switch. No. I don't want to.
I hope I don't want him to
die.
Please.
We're in California, guys, so it's legal here.
Everyone
you have on your show, they're entertainers. Mm. We all smoke pot. The green rooms are filled with marijuana.
Green rooms.
Like, whose side are you
hell
on?
Yeah. Evergreen rooms.
I'll say. Yeah. Rooms are green as hell.
We're on your side. And it's about figuring out, like, FBI obviously offering us a lot of money to do this. If it's a cut of, like, per stream revenue or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're promoting the show. We can help it grow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you promoting the show?
Safely. Hmm? We've been talking about
the entire time.
And we will do an intro.
The entire time you've been threatening
and
we will do an intro. The entire time.
No, we've been talking about our friends. And we've been bringing up all the various different, you know, weed stuff.
Yeah, it just seems like you're reading a list that you got off the internet.
Please, you think I got a friggin' list of cherry cough, Maui Wowie?
It's strawberry cough.
Strawberry cough.
There actually is both.
Wait a minute, what are you doing?
Inception? Strawberry cough, and it's Michael Caine.
Yeah.
He talks about it in the movie.
I know. That. I was referencing that moment. To Doug Vincent, I was like, you don't know that moment?
There are more than one cough, yeah. They didn't just stop at one cough.
He's mad.
Strawberry, we're done. Yeah. Okay. That sounds like the weed guys I know.
There's some hybrid of cherry and strawberry cough that's just called cherry cough.
This is what weed strain guys do. Let's leave well enough alone. Think we've solved it. We'll just sell what we have. No, man. They're fucking always fucking with it. Man, I mean, I sympathize with you, obviously, wanting to do the content you believe in, but I also sympathize, of course, with the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to make sure that kids in the Midwest don't end up way too into weed, like, unfortunately, what has happened to my dog.
What do you mean?
He heard some of your pot humor, and I was told by the dog walker who came to get him yesterday that he did immediately, when he was away from the house, start singing the Smoking on Some Weed song and ask her if she wanted to blow dro, light up some milky tubes, and get lifted as hell.
What's the song?
Smoking on some weed. That was him. Smoking on some weed. Yo, Madeline, you want to smoke weed? This girl was named Madeline. I think she had a fish t-shirt on. He assumed that it was going to be something she was down for. For me, you know, he's 2 years old.
I don't like that stereotype of fish and weed.
Well, neither did Madeline. Because now I've got a report on the dog walking app. And there's a flag next to my dog's name. He's only 2 years old.
And he can fit his whole head in the tube.
Yeah.
You have his a huge snoot. Dog.
But they're sort Thank of you. Built for this, the, like the snoot can just kind of snap snoot. Right in there.
Yeah, you can get the whole edge
they
of
They are
snoot.
Built for that.
Well, they were originally bred to hunt out milky tubes. His breed.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
like certain, yeah, it's a, there's different, obviously the reason dogs are all different shapes, and most of us know this, is that they were isolating certain genes. So
yeah, like the pointer.
The pointer, suppose a point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the noble dachshund was for hunting badgers into their holes.
Yeah, yeah.
And weasels as well.
Yeah. I have a shih tzu. They sat in the lap of the emperor,
mm-hmm.
trained to bark in signs of danger.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying they're dogs that were trained to have a, evolved to have a snout that could fit in any kind of
This dog,
bomb.
They isolated the Chiba hawk gene. And they are trained to hunt out the headiest nugs and the most exhilarating highs.
I don't know why you're making me hate weed. Like, like I came in here wanting to push my special, and mm-hmm. now I hate marijuana from hearing you say all the terms from the thing I like. I don't know why I hate it now.
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
You ever open up your fridge, look in, and you think, oh, there's nothing in there? And then you take a big milky rip, and all of a sudden you see a feast.
And the milky,
is that
I just associate
monkeys?
Milky with porn more than taking bong hits.
You
I
do?
Just, I don't like the milky.
So, first I was a phone sex operator, and now I'm a porno search term.
Mm.
The bong rips are milky. I'm not talking about milky cereal like when LL Cool J.
Milky.
Well.
How about this? Well, you don't have to do this anymore.
Do you think milk is milky?
To me, no. Milk's soaked. To me, milk is soaked. I mean, think about it.
So you think a bong hit's milky, but literally milk isn't.
Milk is soaked. It's soaking wet.
Have you ever, like, really touched it?
Not for years.
It is so wet.
When I see an adult with milk, I'm like, what is that guy's problem?
How about this? Snuff humor.
Snuff humor.
Humor about killing people?
No.
Oh, chaw. That kind of snuff.
This is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You just take a little pinch, put it on the side of your finger.
Uh-huh. Oh, that kind of snuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that stuff.
Yeah.
Is that
a lot
still
of people did.
Do they
big
still sell that?
That's fine.
They're starting
purveyors.
Again. Yeah.
God, I forgot about that shit.
Nice
from
whack
like
of
the
snuff.
South.
You take a big whack of snuff.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone actually to do it.
Oh, dude.
It's because they're so discreet.
You're peeking in the wrong Jeeps.
You guys do this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But you're not doing it.
No. I'm the king.
You can't
of doing
just sit
that.
Around and go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do I do that? Yeah, I'd say so, sir.
You're sitting on the back of the pickup. You have to actually do it.
Oh, Chaw humor that, like, you're like on a road trip and you drink from the wrong Gatorade bottle.
Oh, I love Chaw humor.
Yeah, I got
there
three
can be piss
Gatorade
in that
bottles.
Chaw.
Exactly.
Two, yeah.
Yep.
That's for both.
Yeah. Yep. It's okay. So just two bottles, but regardless. Yeah. Chaw humor. You know, Chaw.
That's
jaw,
where I started out.
Of course. Of course.
Because you don't want to jump into weed humor right away when you're first beginning stand-up, or the vet stand-ups will be in the side going, oh, man, he can't even fucking handle this.
You ever drop a dip in the faculty bathroom? When I was a janitor at my old high school, all I would do is drop dips in the faculty bathroom. Forget it.
I never heard him called dropping dips.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You drop it in there.
Oh, yeah. Just drop it.
Because the
in
word
old.
Dip is the, that's the word.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm
what
dipping.
Do you want to say? Pinch a dip?
It's like saying a toss to throw.
Well, I did. I mean, at a certain point, I dropped a dip. When I was finished, I tossed a throw into the old trash can in the faculty bathroom. Take that, principal. Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, to just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys. rocketmoney.com/the boys.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, I don't want you to go to jail. Oh, go ahead. What?
Why is everything start with a threat of me going to jail?
It's not a threat.
Not to mention.
It's saying that's what I don't want. Not to mention what? What's the fucking intro, man? You're like so hung up. I feel like this is what got us off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
Because you're like obsessed with this intro.
My intro was, do you think you're going to jail or something like that?
Okay.
That's not an intro.
Okay. So what, you had something you wanted?
I said I wanted to be introduced as one of the new wave of cannabis comics that are out there.
Yes, cannabis.
And it sounds weird when I say it. It sounds like I'm bragging.
Hey, this guy's part of the, we'll drop this in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this guy's part of the new wave of cannabis comics, the Young Turks of the cannabis comedy scene. Not cannibals. They don't eat people. They eat freaking weed brownies and their space cakes, and they're zooming everywhere. And careful if they offer you cookies.
Hey, man. Hey.
Yeah.
Why'd you get off the whole cannibal thing? You could have like.
What do you mean? I don't want people to misunderstand.
I was loving it.
Like, I don't want them to mishear me.
The first 10 seconds were awesome and just end. And then you went this whole cannibal riff. Actually, we're.
It sounds similar.
It's I don't want them to misunderstand. Some people, you know, some of these people.
We're actually called cannabedians, actually.
Cannabedians.
Cannabedians. Okay.
Cannabedians. Okay. Can we do it again?
Great. Hey, we got Matt Besser here, one of the rising stars in the cannabedian scene. Obviously, it's nothing to do with diabetes or cannibalism. Cannabedian is, and he doesn't have beady eyes or anything, normal face. And he's doing.
It was there in the cannabedian.
So now you want an intro for this entire show, and now you're getting
We're in
one,
the middle of the
you're
show.
So mad.
We can drop
diabetes. That's going to bum people out.
Okay. Cannabedian. Where are we getting this? Bedian?
Cannabis.
Cannabis comedian?
Comedian. Yeah. I'm sorry. I should have. I did understand that. I should have helped with that.
Cannabimedian.
Do you want it to be cannabis comedian? This is starting to sound like
Comedibus, a boy the, George song. Yeah, Comedibus is the ancient Greek cannabedian.
Talk about the tour. Talk about the cannabedians of comedy tour. You. The guy from the Dell commercial, the dude you get the Dell guy.
Kid.
Queenless Bleefa, Bongzilla, the Dab, Double Dab Twins.
The Twins, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This Halloween you can see it. Us at Scare Joanna 2019. And then there's the Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know Thanksgiving.
No, Thanksgiving.
The Thanksgiving. Yeah. No, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cypress Hill is on the tour doing comedy. Is that correct?
Yes.
Be Real does comedy and Sendog just kind of laughs.
Yeah. Be Real talks a lot about being real in comedy.
It's very confessional
comedy.
Confessional mm-hmm. comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. But he talks about the process of comedy more than he does it. It's interesting.
Yes. It's sort of what I saw him working it out, it was word for word Chris Gethard's career suicide special.
He did blame Mick Grier a lot for his problems.
And this was in like 2007.
Yeah.
And wasn't Chris with you when you heard that?
Yes. Chris was there and he said, this is really something special. And he
heard Be Real doing his life and he was like, he didn't see it was being stolen.
He found it extremely relatable, as one might imagine.
Oh my God. How could it be more relatable, especially when he starts blaming Mick Grier?
Yeah. We had backstage passes and they got into a Smiths off where they were doing their Morrissey impressions at each other.
Oh, I can imagine.
And I feel like Be Real
did it better.
Kind of cooked his goose. Yeah, unfortunately. But, you know, one of them got an HBO, especially the other one's on a bus with you. It feels like everybody won.
Hey, you know, I always think when I read about Morrissey being such a crazy racist these days, what happens to the Morrissey fans with the tattoos like Gethard? Do you think he still has it?
Man.
If you had a hero tattooed and then that hero changed, what would you do?
Well, this is what I'm going through a little bit with Katie Hill. Who was running for local California office.
Yeah. Did she do something scandalous?
She just lost. She has, in fact, done some scandalous stuff.
Depends on, I guess, what you think is scandalous.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me see the tattoo.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's big.
Yeah, it's huge.
I pictured it being like a golf ball size.
Well, I wanted to use my belly button to dot the I in Hill. And it did wrap around for so long, not just her name.
No, really it's just her name. Just like in Times New Roman. Belly button just sitting there all these years.
Well, it's not doing anything. I mean, it's essentially useless. So I said, well, let's turn it into a piece of punctuation.
I hear tattoo artists they don't joke around with the belly button, though. If you're going to use it, they really want to know how.
Yeah. Well, you can move yourself. I mean, they can say they won't do something, but while they're drawing, you can move your body to get them to draw whatever you want.
You can. Right. Sort if you're of, good enough to counter.
You can accidentally in quotes, sort of swing your old hip and just go, "Ooh, I love this song," and start wiggling your hips around.
Oh, look.
There's always
that
music.
That skull
in there.
Turned into the word Katie Hill.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. But I am at a crossroads where I need to get it absolutely 100% certain to find what kind of cross is her tattoo before I am willing to remove mine, but as with the case of Morrissey, it seems like probably I'm going to have to turn it into a different hill.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I honor that documentary Rich Hill.
Okay. You can also do what Johnny Rotten did to his Pink Floyd shirt famously, which was just put, "I hate."
Okay.
Or I don't appreciate Morrissey.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Yeah, I don't agree with all of the views of.
Right.
Yeah. Just the music of.
Right.
That might
put
buy
parameters
something.
On your fandom.
Is it a bus? How are you getting around?
A can of bus?
Yeah, a can of bus.
Yeah.
Right there.
It is a can of bus. You guys say it like it's a funny pun, but they actually run on marijuana and they're completely green.
Oh, wow.
And you can do that now. And they tried to outlaw hemp because the oil companies didn't realize that you can actually use it instead of gasoline.
Yeah, all the ethanol farmers up in Iowa now are making hemp a lean. Hemp a lean.
And are you...
Go ahead.
Packing tight the tomahawk bubbler and mowing the lawn across the top of the bowl?
I saw you read a list right there. You don't even know what you're saying.
I mean, this is a separate... This list is... What list would I have?
You're spending so much time trying...
This is credits.
To bust me.
This list is your credits.
IMDb. Yeah. That's
it. And you're a lot of family. Nice.
Yeah, recurring. Thanks.
Not bad. Yeah.
Yeah. You mean you bet.
Heard you pitched a joke.
Speaking of green, talk about
green. I heard you pitched Sofia Vergara a joke when you were at You Not Modern Family. Say the truth. I didn't make the final cut. And say the truth.
I feel like you're buttering me up somehow. Like you bet I did.
The people want the truth. Did the joke make the cut?
Look, guys, there's a lot of improv on TV, but you only get those shows are tight. 21 minutes.
Didn't
when
make
you're
it.
In the edit room,
you gotta make some.
And that's an Emmy. Calls. That's an Emmy award winning show, folks. That's like what they're probably 9-10 seasons in right now.
That Emmy is won in the editing room every year, where you are killing your darlings.
Sells like, DVDs though.
Exactly.
That bonus stuff.
Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm all over DVDs.
Extended cut.
Most of my work is in DVDs.
I'm watching 44-minute cuts of Modern Family on my DVD extras every episode. All the stuff that didn't make it.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of the stars of Parks and Rec if you just watch the DVDs. You might not remember me from the TV show, but on the DVDs, there's some crowds, there's some audiences out there that don't watch the TV shows. They're just DVDs audiences because of where they are. Like they're in Alaska somewhere, or Greenpeace guy up in a treehouse. All they have is DVDs.
Yeah, they can get boats, so the cargo's full of DVDs, but they can't get freaking satellite reception.
Right, right. So there's DVD fans out there who are like, oh, my God, you're one of the stars of Parks and Rec when I'm, you know, out on a boat in Alaska somewhere, and I run into these people. I'm like, actually, I'm not. But thanks. You must know me from the DVD extras.
Is that syndicated, Parks?
The TV show or the DVD extras?
Is the TV show... Parks and Recreation syndicated.
I don't keep up with that because it doesn't really apply to me. So I don't know.
Would the residuals get sent to your business manager?
Well, he's on the DVD extras. He's not on the TV show.
You've never been on the TV show?
Like I said, I don't pay attention. I may make the TV show.
But are the DVD extras syndicated?
Am I going to pay attention to the world I'm a star in or the one where I'm like an extra?
Right. Yeah. You want to be a servant in heaven? Or a star in hell.
Why is a DVD hell? Anyway, yeah, I'm a star in a DVD sitcoms. Frasier, Fresh Off the Boat. I'm huge. It's usually inversely proportionate to what you are in the show. So in Fresh Off the Boat, I am the lead character.
Wow.
Yeah, I am a Constance Wu of Fresh Off the Boat DVD.
Oh, man.
But so I love the show.
When they picked up another, they picked it up another season of DVD.
I was so happy. I quit movie I was supposed to be in.
Did Sophia laugh?
When I pitched her the joke?
Yeah.
They never laugh. They usually ask for you to be led away. I would suggest if people are looking for tips, and I know they are if they're listening to the show.
Yeah, we used to do that.
That as soon as you show up to set, you go up to the writer of the script. And you go, hey, buddy.
So fun. So much good stuff in here.
Yeah. And you get maybe give them something like a set gift or a set treat.
Mm.
And that's who you're pitching the jokes to.
I'll tell you what we like if you're looking for a gift. Rye whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Riders love whiskey because rye. Of Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of little Fitzgeralds out here running around Hollywood, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, and you give it in a monogrammed flask.
Mm-hmm.
That is
really if I want a recurring, special. Yeah, monogram flask. Mm-hmm.
And you say, so much good stuff in here. So funny, man. And if there's been changes from the table read to you getting to set, you go, and I love the changes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You might want to say that.
Mm.
Sometimes I say, I love the changes, but I also liked the first draft a whole lot, and I kept it.
I go, I miss some of what's gone, but I love what's in there.
And when I was doing that at the table read, that I feel like that killed.
Yeah.
Can we try and get that one?
I like, yes. Writers want you to roll it back.
Yeah. Sophia's not going to get me the job.
Unfortunately.
Next time. You know what I mean?
No. Mm-hmm. Maybe get you a Pepsi commercial.
Really?
She can maybe get you a Pepsi commercial. She can go, I want this guy to be pitching me a joke in the next Pepsi commercial.
God, I had that in my gut. You know when you're on a set and you have it in your gut like, I know I shouldn't say, can I work with you or will you be in my web video?
But no,
sometimes
you just have to go with
my gut. How else did things change?
No, it's true. It's a feeling. So much of showbiz is people being too intimidated to say, hey, I'm doing a series of videos of jokes that didn't make it on a Letterman, like, or whatever
Letterman,
it is.
Yeah. I still have those. Yeah.
Or whatever it is. Can you come and do one of them?
Anytime I see someone that says they're a writer in Hollywood, right?
Yep.
I'll flip them around. I'll turn around real quick.
And his hand motion, people who can't see, he's just sort of spanking them.
I was just flipping him around.
Yeah, okay.
Reeds
is a spank.
It's a little high for a spank. I was touching his shoulder. I'm flipping him around. And oddly enough, I am going to look at their ass because I'm going to look at their hip pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And if their hip pocket doesn't look like it's had a full 120 page, not 90 page, 120 page script jammed into it over and over again several times.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't have that wear and tear in the back pocket, that's either some new pants or not a writer.
Yeah. Or they may not be a writer.
Yeah.
You can tell dark blue jeans, which are in fashion now, white pocket.
Yeah.
From all the dye just being worn away.
Yes.
If the pocket's missing, you might have a writer on your hand.
Oh, yeah. They've just
blasted it right off. And you're looking at hip bone or maybe some like boxers with hearts on them. Then what you may be dealing with is actually a very experienced writer.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood Handbook.
I didn't want to interrupt the show. I did flip the switch.
Ah.
And the operation, I guess, went down in the engineer's room. They got the wrong door or something.
Okay.
Ryan, it looks like, was shot through the side of the neck.
Just a little bit, yeah.
You just got shot a little bit?
Just, yeah. I mean,
Mostly did because.
Would you say that the gun was sort of a pussy? Because it seems like you're so fine.
So I did it because as soon as Ryan heard that he was going to maybe catch a stray bullet and die, I saw him like get really excited. And then
really?
It's like, yeah, and then like as that premise was kind of like fading away,
yeah,
I could
see
him be like, oh, okay, like a maybe next time kind of like expression.
What's up with that? Why would anyone want to die?
I guess he would be able to hear his music forever. I don't know if you've ever listened to Ryan's music.
Are you saying when you die, whatever your greatest artistic achievement?
That's
no, I'm saying that when you die, everyone who dies hears Ryan's music.
The theory that the last like minute of your life is the longest, and that says your brain is slowing down, you experience it like basically an eternity.
Right.
You are basically living inside Ryan's last album, Sister Maps.
So yeah, a montage of your life is scored by Ryan's album Sister Maps.
Mm.
More like the ringing of your ears as your blood gushes out of your body.
That's what he recorded. He just held a... He put a mic.
He goes to like nursing homes and he goes, anybody close? And then he just grabs a little Zoom recorder and...
Oh my God.
Gets the sound of their
fluids evacuating. Some of these sound engineers are audio freaks.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're learning, yeah.
Have you gotten that?
Oh yeah.
And they'll take little parts of your podcast that you don't even think about.
Mm-hmm.
Like something weird you did with your mouth and your spit, and they'll isolate it and elongate it and put it on some fucking loop.
Mm.
You come in here early and they're fucking leaning back in their chair with their eyes closed.
I mean, my recollection is that Brett got pretty raw with you during My Dead Wife, the Robot Car, and there were some sex scenes, and that the recording was so.
You made me
days.
Do a lot of takes. You know, in Hollywood, we're in a three-take society, folks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first take, just to get your ya-ya's out, let's get the nerves out, let's hear it. Second take, if we're pros, it should happen.
That's where we get the script.
Yeah, and third take, we'll call it the fun take.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's just a chance for the writers to hear their jokes again because we're getting rid of all the fun later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's it.
Yeah.
But when you have someone say, let's do a fourth take, then you're going, what? What is he using this for?
Yeah, who's it for? Because it's not for the writers. It's not for me.
Right.
So at that point, who's it for?
Who's this fourth take for? And what's being done with it? What happened to it?
Yeah.
I never saw it in the show.
No, it's not. No.
Where that these four takes go?
Yeah. And DVD extras of My Dead Wife, the Robot Car podcast. And that's what's going on, is you busting on your car or whatever.
Yeah.
became some sort of black market audiophile DVD extra.
Oh, it's happening to all of our shows here. They're taking out these odd parts of our shows and doing weird, perverted, manipulative shit with it.
The market for, it's just like how, you know, there's an underground market of reality show cameramen who trade tapes of all the different reality stars in the shower.
Yeah, I know that.
It's the same for podcasts. Mm-hmm. All our off mic banter, us catching up on our week,
pre-show,
all that shit, dude, it's out there.
It's and a lot it goes of pre-show blackmail.
Mm-hmm. Masterclass season 3.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing is going on.
Big bucks.
Yeah.
It's like big bucks.
In Hungary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sick stuff.
The Eastern European
sick market. Fucked up stuff.
It's like take it like.
In the hypocrisy of that going on here, we all know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Colin has to know what's going on, right?
Please. It's his orders. Not a peep gets made in this building without it being directly ordered by Colin.
But meanwhile, no marijuana ads on scripts. That's the illegal thing.
Because they haven't paid the piper yet. They haven't lined Big Daddy Colin's pockets with enough bucks. And he's got them over a barrel. Because he knows he's got the hottest cannabidian, not cannibal, not diabetes, on the block.
Why'd you bring up diabetes again? People are going to associate that with pot humor.
You call Colin, you say like, hey, I want to do one of these weed ads. And he's like, all right, I'll think about it. And then,
all right, I'll think
about it. Could be a bit of a laugh. And then you might hang up.
I might go half a sixpence all for it.
You hang up, and then you get a call from his friend, Vinny Jones.
Yeah.
And Vinny Jones is like, oh, mate, heard you've been talking with my friend Colin. Oh, I could see him running that ad for $1 million. So you have
$1 million on top of the barrel, and maybe you'll get something done.
So you have to pay Colin and Vinnie Jones £1 million.
Can I tell you a story about Vinnie Jones, what I went through with him?
Mm.
All right. So if you are a fan of any of the Earwolf shows, they take photos in the special photo room after the show. Now, the technology and the equipment that they have in the photo room has vastly improved over the last 6 months. Am I right?
And now it changes every week.
But there's a lot of equipment.
Yeah, there's like four different pieces. Two of them work every time.
The camera's gotten bigger, but the things attached to it don't look like camera pieces. There'll be like an umbrella or a lawn chair or like a bottle opener on the side of it. There's just all this shit where it's like, okay, I guess it's a new camera. There's a little time machine
on the side.
Yeah, there's just like pipes coming out of it. There's like a keyboard.
Okay, so you guys know what I'm talking about. A lot of money's going into
I want to see the picture. It must have been one picture that made them say, okay, we need to spend $5,000 on fixing this. This picture cannot happen again.
But I want you to notice something. Look at all the Comedy Bang Bang photos.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the photo room.
Yeah.
Outside, on the balcony.
Huh.
Why is the boss of the network not taking photos in front of all this fancy, unidentifiable equipment? He's making sure he's outside.
Not even in the same office as the equipment.
Right. So what's happening in there that the boss man
in the building where the photo room is? And this guy has access to all the paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
All the purchase orders.
It's clear all the money that's been made in the last year has gone into the equipment in the photo room. So why would he not be using it unless something else is going on?
Mm. And you notice there's never just one photo taken.
Oh, no. There's always a problem. Hold on, guys. Yeah. There's different switches. Like, why do you have to press different buttons to take a photo?
Oh, can you guys turn a little bit? Oh, do you guys mind lying down?
Oh, just put your handprint.
Hey, this could be a fun one. I've got a funny idea.
One serious one.
Yeah. What if we did one from the back underneath you?
Yeah.
And they're getting.
Let's all prick our thumb for this one.
And the first one is always the photo they use.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Just hey, like what if one is your eye is right up against the lens? It's very strange. They never use that one.
I'm just talking truth, guys. Mm-hmm. And if you see any photos of some of these rooms now, they have all these fancy cameras that never get used or never when I'm around. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what are all these cameras for?
Bill Hicks would have had a field day with some of this shit.
It's also all this touring that Coney Bang is doing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Why is it really? Why do they need to be out of the city?
Do we really believe that they're doing like three Pacific Northwest tours like every year? That's to satisfy demand up there? Or is it that they have to?
There's only like 30 people in Vancouver.
That's weird you said that. They said they were touring in San Diego. I have a friend in San Diego, and I had a hunch. And I called him up, and I go, is Comedy Bang Bang at the Mayflower Theater this weekend? And he goes, what Mayflower Theater?
Wow.
There is no Mayflower Theater in San Diego.
Wouldn't make sense there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mayflower.
The Mayflower is so
could
far
not be
away.
Further from San Diego. It's a really bad name for a theater there. Wow.
And the coffee wasn't working today.
And the coffee wasn't working. And I changed There's the a freaking whole keg.
Can we take a photo of the coffee and the innards of the coffee machine? It looks way too complicated for something that just makes cold coffee.
It doesn't really make anything. It just pulls coffee out of one cup, basically, into another cup.
I found a new attachment on the back of it today.
Right. Didn't make sense.
Scared
to
my
me.
Ass to death.
And it's not working.
None of it works.
And normally they wouldn't let you in there to monkey around with it, but Kevin's not here today. Mm-hmm. Normally Kevin would be like,
oh, I'll fix it.
Hey, and what's with Colin making him have that little fey British accent, too?
I know.
I said, Kevin, why are you talking like that? You shouldn't have to talk like that.
No, he should be able to talk with his normal weird voice. He should be able to use his normal bad voice.
Would you like to buy some matches?
Oh, he's got him selling matches.
Yeah.
When's the special?
What's it doing? Where can I find it?
I hope it's out. I hope it's out right now.
I hope so too.
Everywhere but Netflix. But I can just smell Netflix right now. Can you smell it across the street?
Mm-hmm.
It smells so good. All that creativity is wafting over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's the hub, baby.
Isn't that great? When you come to Airwolf, you drive in, you just look right across the street. You're like,
That's where it's Hollywood. Going down.
Just I trust what's going on in there. I don't even need to see. I just know that what's happening in there is good.
Oh, I was there. This is no lie. I was there the day the Golden Girls remake got the green light. I'm not even making this up.
Wow. Holy
Jane Lynch shit. And Cyndi Lauper walking through the hallway and everybody clearing the way. And like, it was a moment. We all felt like, this is why we live here.
Mm-hmm. That lobby's the new Brown Derby.
Yeah, it is.
That's where you go.
I was there 6 months ago. Mm. Who do you think I saw? Kurt Russell. And what do you think he was standing in front of? That Santa movie poster. The movie where he play Santa. That we all
was he
remember
posing
the name
or he was
of.
Just, he was just casually standing in front of it.
He was actually, he was not posing. He just happened to be. Really directly across from the Santa movie thing.
Mm.
Think about that.
I will. That's beautiful.
Well, that about does it for us. We got to do...
Never did the intro, but that's fine. I am part of the new cannabis... It sounds weird when I say it.
Now it does,
yeah. It just sounds like... But pot humor, it's out on, you know, Amazon, Apple, Xbox, streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. You guys know those.
And how zooted should everyone be when they watch this show?
As high as my audience in Portland was. They were very high. We could have talked about all that, but, you know, listen to other podcasts for all that info.
Listen to other
podcasts, everybody.
Yeah, and don't associate diabetes and pot.
Mm-hmm.
That was some rhyme he did.
Uh-huh.
Nothing wrong with having diabetes.
Uh-huh. Until next time.
But it doesn't
smoke
it
all the weed.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.